about it.
Any new business?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are there any rules for noise, excessive noise, like parties or radios? Is there a rule?
I think there's some in the town code. It's not something I've looked at recently, but there's no numerical standard, as I remember it. So, you know, it's basically something where you'd have to complain, and the police would have to come out. The town of Sanford doesn't have a police force, so the state police.
Or Grove County, but they're not going to drive all the way up here.
They've come up to the lake a few times that I'm aware of. In one case, because my niece had a party that was a little loud one night, and they were cool. They just came by and said tone it down, and she did. But they would have to get a call from someone to come up.
Yes. On that same note, rather than like an incident like somebody's, you know, like the wedding to the party, but just outdoor speakers that go out and, you know, invade everybody else's space, is there anything that we can do to sort of, you know, just rules of civility, you know, like having that kind of thing is really an annoyance, because that person may like their music, we'll keep it inside.
Well, from personal experience, I've actually just gone to the neighbor and asked them to stop it. I had a newborn, and I'm like, my poor wife's trying to sleep with the baby, you know, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, and for the most part, you know, they don't realize that it's that loud. You know, but honestly, the best thing is if it continues to be noise, don't ever get a fight with them. Just call the authorities and just let them do their job. You know, and they'll come up and just say, listen, you know, it is a nuisance. But most of the time, I think you got to about ten o'clock. You know, before it becomes a really big annoyance. You know, at 10 o'clock. You know, if it's after that, and it runs too much later. I know when I worked for the Chestnut, it was 11 o'clock, and then the noise had to be shut off. Period. There was no more weddings or anything like that.
A continuous outdoor speaker.
Yeah, and then if they can't do that, you know, and you ask them to please calm down, and they won't do that, then I would just call the authorities and just let them take care of it and do their jobs instead of you getting involved with it, because that's just being more problematic for you, you know, and that's what the police are for, and let them take care of it.
Good suggestion.
I mean, the other thing is lights. I don't know if in the zoning if there's anything about lighting, but I know we went out to just look at the stars and the nights of the shooting stars in mid-August, and really the night sky's not what it was, because there's so many houses that just leave their lights on all night, and there's so many more lights than there used to be, and we don't see the night sky anymore.
It's something that we could bring up with the planning board. However, I'm certain that they're not reviewing lighting plans. As people put floodlights and fixtures out, I enjoy the night sky as well, and it's really tough when everybody's got their dock lights and floodlights on.
And that falls under a courtesy. You know, there's not much you can do legally about that. I think that falls more under a courtesy thing than just asking somebody.
Maybe people don't think about it. Put that on line, I mean, maybe people just...
I mean, the town that we're living in now, you can't do that. You've got to keep your lights down.
Yeah. I mean, up here, I don't think that's really more of an issue. I think it's more of a courtesy at this point, but... I think basically, obviously, if that is it's written out like, hey, listen, you know, if you're not on your dock, if you don't need the floodlights shining up in the sky, just turn off. You know, I think that would fall more under a courtesy than it actually is anything else.
Could you address that in the opening letter?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be something, like I said, it's just like a courtesy question, like remark in the opening letter. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
A lot of people's company.
Is there any other new business?